is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Many talents, friends. On the Sons of Liberty, many hidden talents. Just hang in there with us and they'll come forth for you to observe.
They always do.
And we hope that you enjoy. And, of course, I'm totally playing. I don't want anybody to think, man, this guy's really hard to figure out. I know that's what my wife has been telling me for a long time. I got to try to explain this to people in the ministry all the time. I don't get it either.
It's understandable.
Yes.
A double un.
Yeah. But you know what? It cannot be constrained.
Constrained?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. We're going to get back to Bill Maher in just one second, talking about 56 million dead in the name of government gun control, and we have a new breed of useful idiots in America that are saying, let's change the Constitution. And they're doing this right in your face, friends, and your administration is attacking you in such a fashion. So he's using these useful idiots that are helping him implement socialism only to enforce communism. Right? They want to give up their rights to give themselves over to a dictatorship, and they're doing, I give them a star. I give them a red star.
Literally.
No pun intended. Yeah, yeah. A red star. Get it? Communism. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Red.
Okay. So if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. We got Julie in Minnesota. Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing just fabulous. Jake, you can speak for yourself.
I'm doing good.
Okay, awesome. Well, I have a scripture that reminded me of what you guys were talking about regarding just like gun control and what the Supreme Court judges are doing.
Yep.
It's in Proverbs 21:15. It says, "It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity." It's funny how people will sit there and just allow the government to do whatever they're going to do, or basically sympathize with the liberals or those who are pushing an illegal agenda. It's like, do you realize that they are aiming for your kids? They're going to sit there and demoralize them and indoctrinate them in every sense of the form. And then you guys are sitting here, you're allowing them. It's like, and they wonder why you don't love them. It's like, duh.
Yeah.
It's just like, do something about it. Go and complain and make sure that these guys are pretty much in peace. And
well, they have to be ruled. They have to be ruled by law, just like we are. And again, I want to put this into perspective. Everything that I promote here is lawful. And I also want to say this: the government is an extension of what we allow them to be. So if we complain about government, folks, it's mud on our face. We're tolerating it.
Yep.
And how many times? And another point you made, I don't know how many hundreds of times I've been in public schools where I'm looking at kids that are trying to figure out why they're going to church twice a week and their pastors love them so much, but why they're being inundated and indoctrinated by this administration, which has no lawful right to educate your kids in the first place. Read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights.
And then they wonder why there's no power in the church, because there's compromise. Because
well, there's power in the church.
Just
wait a second. There's power in the church. D.L. Moody. Just wait a second. That's right. Confessing church. D.L. Moody rightly said, when the church in America gets their hand out of the world, then there'll be a convincing power in the world. And Christianity is about what we bring to the world, not what we take from the world. And the professed Church of America has been taught just that. It's gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. They see God as Santa Claus, and what can they go to him to get? You know, heal my marriage. Give me money. I'm broke. I need a new this. I need a new that. Now, it has nothing to do with that, folks. That is secondary. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto them. That's the problem in the professed church. And I want to say this again. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. Don't ever forget that. It's a lack of Christianity.
Yep.
Let's get back to Bill Maher. What do you think? Folks, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Biblical, constitutional questions or comments. Lines are all yours. Bill Maher, the great communist, calling for... Well, he's asking the question to the great analyst from MSNBC, and asking the question, so what would you do
how would you change things?
How would you change things,
bring some
man?
Change.
Yeah, let's get some change and get them some airplane tickets so they can change countries.
Anybody?
Go for it.
Thanks. In the grand scheme of the rights that we have, right of assembly, free speech, I mean, owning a gun does not... It does not tally on the same level as those other constitutional rights were given. And being more discreet about who gets to have a firearm and the right to kill with a firearm, I think.
Oh, the right. Hang on a second. The right to kill, says Alex.
Yes.
I didn't know anybody had a right to kill, Alex. Did you notice that little poison in the steak she wants you to eat?
Yep.
Did you notice the right to kill?
That was the first
I didn't know that anybody in this country, Alex, had the right to kill, but in your ignorance,
mm-hmm.
you say it anyways.
But everybody that has a gun wants to kill somebody.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think this is a good idea, and we talked about this a couple weeks back. It's like the lady that wears the little button on her shirt, proudly disarmed,
mm-hmm.
walking through Broadway in North Minneapolis. What is she telling criminals, Jake?
Jump me!
Exactly. You know, you see those signs where it says, no firearms allowed in our building? What are those buildings, what are those companies, what are those restaurants, what are those stores, those convenience stores, what are they telling criminals?
No gun behind this counter.
Yeah. Easy target, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's not go that far. Keep going.
Alley on the same level as those other constitutional
we
rights were given.
Go to the next
and
point.
Being more discreet about who gets to have a firearm and the right to kill with a firearm, I think, is something that we would be, well, it would be in our national interest to revisit that.
Can you believe she's... Wait. Another point. And I'm going to let this roll. International interest, friends. Can we say international baccalaureate? Can we say no child left behind? Government indoctrination. That's exactly what this fool is. She, hey, listen, she's just taking what she's got and she's giving it to everybody that listens to her. And that's probably why she's hired over there. But isn't it interesting? International interest. I didn't know. Is that why Obama, right after re-election, how he got it, how he did it? Nobody knows. Well, most people with a
well, the
head
UN
on
was watching the polls.
Yeah, so right after his re-election, the first thing he does is revisits United Nations gun treaties. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that it was their job to come over here, that foreign power that was contrived from the American
people.
Is
that like a fourth branch of government?
It must be to come over here and decide if the American people should have guns. Yeah.
And how they should vote.
Jake, that lion. Mm-hmm. That lion. You know, that lion has teeth, and I don't like that lion. We need to get rid of those teeth.
How do we get rid of the teeth?
What about the horns on the top of the bull's heads?
We tell the lion that the teeth cause cavities, so they shouldn't have teeth, and we'll be here to pull them all out for free.
Now, what about the bulls? Now, why do bulls have horns, Jake?
Well, we got to tell them that those horns eventually rot and fall off. Let's just take them off.
They kill other animals. Yeah. No, they're put on his head by God to defend himself.
And then when the little bull doesn't have horns, he gets served up like prime rib.
Yes, he does.
Dang
and you know
it.
What? Those are the best ribs I ever had.
You should keep those horns.
Get off my ribs, Jake.
We should all be more like plants.
Yes.
Can't protect themselves.
Next point.
Pluck them and eat them.
I respect her opinion on that, but she has a right to be wrong.
I don't respect her opinion at all. She doesn't have one.
But my belief is this. Since I was brought up around guns. I'm an outdoorsman. I hunt. I fish. Everything. My belief is if we take away that right to bear arms, the only people that are going to have the arms are the people who are going to be the ones breaking into your house and doing this.
Thank you.
I want the right to protect my family.
You think?
And listen, I will go. I don't think there's no reason. I don't believe there's any reason for a person like myself to own an AK-47.
Right? Okay, stop. Okay, he doesn't believe anybody should have an AK-47. Okay. Then why does the government have them, friends?
Why
do they
exist?
The government is us. We're going to get back on this topic right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening making of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I want to say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Right before the break, we're talking about 56 million dead in the name of government gun control. And, whoa, time is just flying here. In a couple minutes here, I'm going to show you who the mayor anti-gunners are, who they are. You know what? Let me just make the case in point right here.
Yeah.
Those that are calling for disarmament of the people, namely Michael Bloomberg out of New York.
Nah, not him.
Yeah, yeah. Who's a homosexual, by the way, and that's important for you to know that. He has been campaigning to turn gun owners into criminals, and those that have done their research have found out that those that are calling for disarmament of the American people through these anti-gunner mayors are criminals in their own ranks who were engaged in such activities as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, and perjury. One was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. These are the people that are trying to take away your right to bear arms through government, folks. The crimes they were convicted of suggest that they are public enemies rather than public servants. That's exactly right. No wonder why they want to take away guns from law-abiding citizens. Right? Right before the break, the actor said, go ahead and play that.
Is this? It's, I was brought up around guns. I'm an outdoorsman. I hunt. I fish. Everything. My belief is if we take away that right to bear arms, the only people that are going to have the arms are the people who are going to be the ones breaking into your house and doing this. I want the right to protect my family. Now listen, I will go. I don't think there's no reason. I don't believe there's any reason for a person like myself to own an AK-47.
Right. Okay. And then right before the break, that's what I played. And then I put the question to you, friends. Then why does the government have them? Why does the government have AK-47s? Here, let me go back to Vladimir Lenin. Communist. One man with a gun can control 100 without one.
Pretty good.
Folks, you're really, folks, outside of the communists that we're exposing right now, I know the American people are not this stupid. No. That's why gun sales are on the rise majorly across this country, because they want to secure themselves and they want to defend themselves from tyranny.
Yep.
That's the whole purpose. And it's not diminished down to, I like to hunt.
Mm-hmm. You can't fish with a gun either. I just want to.
You can't?
That. No.
Well, man, you just spoiled someone's day. Okay, let's get back to this piece. Bill Mayer.
But I don't think you should. I'd be willing to meet you halfway and say, I think you can ban guns. If you can just pull the trigger and 60 bullets fire out, there's no need. It's not used for hunting. It would ruin any of the meat.
But it is used by a government.
How many AK-47s should we sell to Mexican drug cartels?
I don't think we can do it.
We have a problem in America.
That was Daryl Issa.
Don't
talk about our DOJ.
Quite frankly, what the Second Amendment's for. It's for.
Stop for a second. Great point. Daryl Issa made a great point. Then why did this administration sell AK-47s to Mexican drug lords to commit crimes against the American people?
That sounds safe.
Oh, right? My gosh, that is great.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Jake, Daryl Issa. He's a bulldog.
Question.
Yep. This is the guy.
He cut through
the congressional, and he's the one that's bringing the investigation against the supposed Department of Injustice attorney Eric Holder for all of his crimes committed against the American people.
Yep.
Through Fast and Furious, now they're finding this out in Benghazi. Yep. They're actually funneling guns to terrorists, friends, our enemies, through Ambassador Stevens, who was just killed. That's what Benghazi's all about.
Yep.
We'll talk about that in just a minute here. Let's finish this up. Let Daryl Issa go for a minute, because he knocks it out of the park.
Of a problem in America, which is that we misunderstand, quite frankly, what the Second Amendment's for. It's for law-abiding citizens to have a right both to protect themselves and to be protected from living under tyranny. Nobody in this room has lived under tyranny. Just give me 1 second to be not funny. In Egypt, the only reason there was a change in government is the military backed the protesters. Gaddafi kept the military, and the only reason that Gaddafi is gone today really is their people got guns, their people became part of a popular movement. Now, we may not consider ourselves like Libya ever, but our Second Amendment is one of the reasons we know we never will.
But it's a fantasy that somehow we, the government, could take it over. The government has nuclear weapons.
Hang on.
Isn't that a problem?
This is great. This is great. Because he does it again. Friends, just give them enough rope and they'll hang themselves. Who's allowed that government to have nuclear weapons? The American people have. Who are the American people? That government.
That's right.
That government. See, this is, America has become so divided that they believe for some reason that the government is a law unto themselves and they control the people and the people work for the government. That is completely untrue.
You know what? If the government, and here's another thing. People think that they're insignificant, that they're not actually part of their government. If any of you ever sat on a jury, now I was nominated for jury duty not too long ago, and I never had the opportunity to go sit on the jury because nobody was ever convicted that went to before a jury. The government can pass a law, and it can go into effect, and this is why the jury's there, and Congress can pass it, the president can sign it into order, and then a man can be convicted by that same law, but a jury can sit on that bench and actually let that person who was convicted of the crime that was created by the government, let them go free and not impose that law upon them. You are the government. You are the people that are the government, period.
Let me make another point. So let me reiterate this real quick. Those that are going for your guns, those that have infiltrated this web of criminals, the anti-gunners, that's what they're known as, namely Michael Bloomberg and the anti-gunner mayors across the country, the criminals in his own ranks, Michael Bloomberg's, were engaged in such activities as tax evasion, extortion,
felony.
Accepting bribes,
felony.
Child pornography,
felony.
Trademark counterfeiting, perjury, and one was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. Yeah, congressional immunity. He thinks he's a demigod. He thinks he's above the law. Folks, that is, by definition, tyranny.
Yep.
That's the whole reason you are an armed people. And what are they doing? They're trying to use criminals as the excuse to pull away the guns from the law abider. How many law abiders are committing crimes, friends? They don't! That's what makes them law abiders!
Right. And these are the criminals trying to take away the law abiders' guns.
When they begin to invoke their little cry of we need to get rid of the guns, they're telling on themselves right then and there.
Yep.
They're criminal. The Supreme Court does not have the right, nor does any other court have the right to gut the Second Amendment. We have rights, friends, not privileges.
And that was another thing that Miss Alex, the analyst, brought up. Well, you know, these are certain constitutional rights. We need to talk about it. No! We have inalienable rights given to us by our Creator. The Constitution merely acknowledges them. And we have thousands of more other rights. The Constitution does not name what our rights are, folks. That was the thou shalt nots to keep government out of those rights.
Yeah.
I love our analogy. What does a man say? What is he really saying when he comes up to the bull and says, Mr. Bull, I'd just like to take those big, nice horns off of your head? He's saying, I want a steak dinner. What do gun grabbers, what are they saying to you?
That's
we just
right.
want to take those guns out of your head. We want to control you, 56 million people.
You know what we need to do? We need to educate
yes.
the people.
And this is so liberating. When is it just ask the question, well, so how many AK-57, because they're talking about getting rid of AKs. We don't need those.
Yeah.
Well, how many of those should we sell to drug lords and Mexican cartel? Dang it! Yeah. Oh, shift the subject. Don't talk about
oh,
this
no.
DOJ.
Let's talk about that really quick, Jake, because you just brought up a great point. They found out that in 2011, the United States of America sold $33.4 billion worth of weapons to your enemies, friends. And $1.7 billion to Qatar as sales tripled to a record high and accounted for nearly 78% of all global arms sales came from your government.
But don't give them to the people.
One more point. One more point. This was in the New York Times, and this is great. The opposition groups that are receiving the most of the lethal aid are exactly the ones that we do not want to have, said this spokesperson. Are you starting to get the point, friends?
Hello?
Yes, they're afraid to death because over in the Middle Eastern countries, folks, those governments are scared to death of their people. Especially the armed
yes,
ones.
Exactly.
Yes.
Which
and
is what
why?
He just said in Egypt.
What did Issa just say?
That's exactly what he
yes,
said.
Yes. It was an armed. What about our forefathers?
Trying to move. Oh,
they didn't
hello.
Choose to do that.
We have a Constitution, a Bill of Rights, because they were armed.
Thank you.
And we maintain a Constitution and a Bill of Rights because we maintain our arms,
yes.
like he said.
But that sounds like the militia, man.
Oh, we need to relook at the Second Amendment.
We do.
Oh,
I think that's the
right to kill. Oh.
I think that the first thing we need to do is make
yes.
ourselves subjects by doing just that, Jake.
I have a right to kill.
Here, the militia. I want you to hear, friends, what George Washington, the first president of the United States, rightly said. A free people ought not only to be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government. So that president, your founder, was arming the American people.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? All the way up, friends, to the 70s, you never had any of these issues. There was no such things as anti-gun, friends. No, your government was arming you. Why would they want to all of a sudden now disarm you? Especially if everybody loves Barack. Why is he trying to take away their
right.
guns?
Right.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. I was just thinking, you know, Bill Mayer, inside of his building, mm-hmm. HBO headquarters, doing his film. Why do they got armed guards protecting those people?
Yeah, we need to take those down.
I just thought about that. What about, like...
Notice that that's not government guards. Yeah, no, those
Bradley,
are individuals.
Let me be objective. I just don't agree with anything you've said. No, I know. And that's exactly what tyrants hope that you believe in. That you don't believe what I'm telling you. Those now possessing weapons and ammunition are at once to turn them over to the local police authority. Firearms and ammunition found in a Jew's possession will be forfeited to the government without compensation. Whoever willfully or...
negligently.
I got it. I was just trying to see it. It's like, in violates the provisions will be punished with an imprisonment and a fine. That was none other than yours truly, Mr. Adolf Hitler. Stalin knew that he couldn't destroy all the people, the millions that he did, without them forfeiting their rights.
It's because Hitler wanted the Jews to be safe.
Yeah, but I was talking about Stalin, but you're right. Here's Mussolini. The measures adopted to restore public order, listen carefully, friends. First of all, the elimination of the so-called subversive elements. Oh. They were elements of disorder and subversion. On the morrow of each conflict, I gave the categorical order to confiscate the largest possible number of weapons of every sort and kind. Listen to what the dictator said. This confiscation, which continues with the utmost energy, has given satisfactory results. And guess what? At length, his own demise, and his country's, and Hitler's. Folks, it's self-destruction. Do you believe, friends, that you should have locks on your doors? Because if you do, you agree with everything that I'm telling you right now. Why do you have a lock on your door? So you can be secure in your person. Why do you have safes? Why do you have a safe?
Where do you put your money? You know, when you have large amounts of it?
And what's usually in a bank? You have an armed guard. Yeah, yeah. Isn't that interesting? And Rosie, go ahead. No. Rosie O'Donnell, remember after April 20th, 1999, Columbine, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold walk in and shoot 13 students? You remember after that, Rosie O'Donnell got on the bandwagon and said, you know what, got on national television and said, anybody that owns a gun needs to go to prison. Well, some American patriot did his homework and found out that she has an armed guard that protects her. Security. And it's interesting, see, the message, friends, is it's okay for them to be protected and be armed, but not us peasants.
That's right.
And they have it completely backwards, friends. And we need, as Americans, to keep that in perspective lawfully. Here's the other thing. One guy caught on to it and put it on the back of his van wheel cover and said, blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. I agree. Now, I'd have put a bunch of pigs eating out of a trough. I think we should get a spoon ban going for Rosie.
Cut those spoons. Hey, cut big gulp Slurpee drinks.
Yes.
And then take guns out.
Yes. Dude.
Same stupid mentality.
It is. So what's stupid about it is for people to submit
That's right. That
garbage.
So a Slurpee drink makes you fat. We're going to ban them. Does that get rid of people being fat? No, it's called self-control here. If I want a line, well, here, I'm going to go back to this armed guards thing, because this is good. What justifies an armed guard outside of MSNBC there in the Rockefeller Plaza where Miss Alex, the analyst from MSNBC is?
Yeah. Arrogant Wagner.
Now, those MSNBC is not owned by the federal government. Oh, it's pretty close. But it's not.
They're in cahoots. There's no question about
definitely.
It. Fascism.
But it's still private corporation, which means it has private individuals that work and own it.
Yeah.
So...
They're pretty hand in glove with this administration.
They definitely are.
I bet there's something going on behind that.
They have the right to bear arms. In other words, they have security guards that are armed as she walks through in between them and then goes upstairs to her little office.
Yeah.
See, that's private. That's not a collectivist view of the Second Amendment. Those are private individuals that carry arms that are protecting private individuals inside of a private building.
Yeah.
She would never want to do away with those. But this is my thought process here is, if I want a rug made out of a lion... What do I got to do? Well, I can't just go up to a lion and quick cut his throat because
he'll bite me. Yeah, he'll bite you.
So what I do is I convince him that, you know, teeth are a terrible thing. You know, teeth cause cavities. You know, sometimes
teeth
it's dangerous.
Teeth are a terrible things to waste.
It's a terrible thing, Mr. Lion.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, you know, you're only going to have problems if you keep those teeth in your mouth.
Yep.
You might accidentally gobble up your nephew or your sister, and the lions think, why would I ever bite my nephew or my sister?
Yeah.
I love my nephew and my sister.
Right.
I have teeth
them.
To protect them.
Yeah. Animals protect their own friends.
But there could be an accident with those teeth. We need to take those teeth out. The minute the teeth are out of the lion, I now have my carpet.
And if there is no accidents to be found, we'll create accidents.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Benghazi. The Fast and Furious,
How many AK-47s?
Those failed. Now so we see why they want to take away the horns.
Yep,
gotcha. Real quick, no, give me that one back. Give me that one back. Mao Zedong, we forgot about that guy. Another dictator for those useful idiots that haven't studied out their forefathers, their communist forefathers. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that, Mr. Parrot?
Power.
Oh, yeah, I'm just thinking of the parrot over here. Here, I'll say it this way. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. Did you hear me, Mr. Parrot?
I'll say it this way. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. Did you hear me, Mr. Parrot? I'll say it this way. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. Did you hear me, Mr. Parrot?
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you loud and clear. And to me, the writing's on the wall. It's pretty simple for me to figure out. If someone wants the control, then they're the ones that want the guns. And we're talking about 56 million dead in the name of government control. And what's interesting about that is if you go back to Mao Zedong, listen to what he said. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns the way or that way. No guns can ever be used to command the party. So, in other words, those that are armed, they rule the roost.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's go over to UN now. UN gun control treaty. Let's call it for what it is. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. Incrementally trying to take away people's rights to bear arms.
Well, not everybody's, because most countries have already disarmed themselves. We're talking specifically America.
But there's some countries, you're right, and there's a reason for that. Mm-hmm. But when you go over to the UN, isn't it interesting when you go to New York, you look outside of the, right before you go into the UN building, United Nations, in New York City, there's a gun with the nozzle tied in a knot.
Yeah, bad guns.
But how do they keep the peace? I'm just curious.
The police don't carry guns, do they?
Armed guards, AK-47s. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a second. Is this about a relinquishing sovereignty by force? Well, absolutely it is.
No, if you give up your gun.
Because once you're disarmed, you don't have a say in anything. Someone might want to talk to Alex Wagner, the analyst from MSNBC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all those people clapping. Yay! Second Amendment, go away! Woohoo!
I got another one. You guys, that sounds like militia. Article 2, Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia. Ooh, that word militia, that's bad. The state-run media has put a bad taste in my mouth with militia.
I heard about them guys.
Article 2, Bill of Rights, this is how they do it. They begin to demonize it, friends. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. What did Benjamin Franklin rightly say? A free people shall never be disarmed. Never. And, friends, let me tell you this. In dangerous times, why are people buying guns in America? Thank you. Self-explanatory, right? They want to defend themselves. Times are getting dangerous, right? And again, over the last 10 years, we've been inundated by the state-run media. We have a terrorism threat from radical Islam. And now all of a sudden, you know, politically correct says traitor to principles is really what it comes down to. Right. They say we can't call them terrorists anymore, but we can arm them overseas, our enemies. Yeah. Why is this government trying to disarm rather than arm the people, friends? You got to ask yourself that question. You know, see, what they do is they go to Hollywood. They say, hey, teach our kids how to commit crimes. Yes. And then what the politicians will be, they'll be waiting for them to commit crimes. And then what we'll do is we'll go for the gun grab.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't think that one through, did we, friends? Mm-hmm. But let me go back to the Second Amendment, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right, not privilege, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, violated, friends. Mm-hmm. Let me connect the dots. According to federal statute Title 10, Chapter 13, Section 311, all males in the United States of America between the ages of 17 and 45 who are either citizens of the United States or have been declared their intent to become citizens are members of the unorganized or reserve militia. Good government would look at militia, the American people, as a, here, case in point, had a local sheriff.
That's right.
About 4 years ago, tell us, we interviewed him, it was really cool, he was a constitutional sheriff. He oversees 145 police officers in our county. He said, if there was ever a terrorism attack in our country, I would call up all of them in my county that have the right to bear arms to defend ourselves against terrorists.
There's his police force.
That's good government. And guess what? America loves those kind of cops. Oh, yeah. They're constitutional cops.
Hey, it seems to me George Washington called upon a few people because he was a bit short-handed because he didn't have much of a budget to fight the biggest empire in the world at that time.
Well, a little bit, but he had a big God, didn't he?
He called on a couple. First, he called on the name of the Lord. Exactly.
Amen.
And then he called on a couple of his God-fearing neighbors and said, come on out.
Are you talking about those stupid farmers?
Yeah, come on out. Come on out, you stupid farmers. Bring your pitchforks and we're going to bludgeon the British to death. No, he said, come on out, you militia. You farmers, you townspeople, you clerks, you merchants. And when you come out, bring your
horns.
That's right. Bring your pitchforks. Bring your
news media to demonize militia who you are.
Bring your diplomacy and we'll negotiate.
No. Bring your butter knives.
Yeah. Bring candles, too.
Candles.
Yeah.
And maybe some special candy and like maybe beef jerky.
Bring some jerky for the British.
Yes. And while they're armed, and then they force you to do the next thing that you don't want to do, then you're going to understand why you are an armed people. Yeah, is that what you're coming to?
They'll take all your jerky.
No,
he went to the militia, and they came in pretty handy.
Yes, they did. Matter of fact, they broke the back, militia. Did they not, with Cornwallis?
Ooh.
With Cornwallis? Yes. Oh, my gosh. You just made us all the more
Southern
radical.
Militia.
No, really what you did is all the more American.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy called in and he said, so do you have guns? Oh, American, man.
Do you have guns?
American.
Do you have the right to bear arms?
Oh.
Does the government have guns? Yes, then so should you.
Because it's your government.
Yes, and don't diminish the meaning of it to hunting.
Yeah, go fishing.
No, it's protecting, friends. Talking about 56 million dead. Now, Jake. Christianity, correlation.
The Bible says thou shalt not kill. The opposite is to preserve life.
Thank you. Christians preserve life.
How?
Purpose of law. Thank you. So instead of it being offensive, it's a defensive measure.
It's not a right to kill.
In case
right
you need to be offensive.
Exactly.
I love that.
It's a sword.
1-877-807-9977 for all you lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Give us a call and tell everybody how smart you really are. Be right back, guys.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially,
we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, America. Final segment. 56 million dead in the name of government's gun control. Constitutional scholar and Supreme Court Justice Joseph Story said in 1840, one of the ordinary modes by which tyrants accomplish their purposes without resistance is by disarming the people and making it an offense to keep arms. What are they inching towards, friends?
Yeah.
Emphasize your Christian point, friend, Jake, again, if you would, please.
Yes, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill.
Amen.
Which denotes we don't do murder. We don't take another person's life. Now, God knew that he needed to say that because he knew there would be people that would attempt to do it and even succeed in doing that. So the opposite of thou shalt not kill is to preserve life. We have the right to life, liberty, property. It's in our Declaration of Independence. So how do we protect that life? Well, I'll give you an example.
Well, how does the bull protect his life? And how does the lion protect his life?
You remember that screaming liberal who I heard being interviewed on a talk show? And she's like, well, you know, I just don't believe in guns. And the talk show host says to him, so what happens if a man breaks into your house and he's got a gun?
Yep.
And he's going to rape you and kill you. And that was how straight up he was. Because
Daryl Hannah. Yeah. That's who it was.
Well, yep. You know, I have animals and dogs. Okay, so he walks in the door and she's
a nature freak.
So she has animals and dogs to protect her. But so the guy walks in with a gun, shoots both the dogs dead. Now he's looking right at her.
Yep.
Well, you know, I have mace.
So the guy's got a mask on to block the mace. He knocks the mace out of your hand.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. I guess I would just let him kill me.
She didn't say that, but that was all she was left to say because she was being so stupid.
Yeah.
God bless her, man. Get a gun. That's all you got to say. Is it that hard to break down and say, I would protect my own life, and I believe we have the right to protect our own life? Because if we don't have the right to protect our own life, how do we have any rights at all?
And we're not asking for permission.
No. God gave that right.
That's exactly the point.
But would you ask yourself permission if you could protect your own life? Of course not. But that's how ridiculous it is to ask the government.
That's where tyrants in the courts are trying to bring the people that they have to ask them for permission to protect themselves.
Yep.
No, that's why you have, friends, the word impeachment. That's how serious this is. This is, by the way, again, we've talked about this in the past, but it needs to be brought up again. This is European mindset. As a matter of fact, let me bring you to one right now. The most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to permit the conquered Eastern peoples to have arms. History teaches that all conquerors who have allowed their subjects or their races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Oh, wait a second. I got to tell everybody who said that. To prepare their own downfall by allowing people to be armed. Guess who said that, friends? Adolf Hitler, April 11th, 1942. He's very telling.
I appreciated seeing his downfall.
Thank you, Adolf.
And what did the American government do to its people? It armed its citizenry, and it trained them, and it sent them over.
Let's start talking about that, Jake. Let's start talking about how all the way up until the 70s, we never heard of this foolish talk.
Never.
It was common. I used to go, when I was a little kid, I used to go out to the farm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd see guns on the gun racks all over the place, and they might see a deer somewhere. But now they got the government telling you when you can shoot a deer and when you can't.
Yeah.
I don't know that whole mess.
Look at that regulation.
That's a different show, I guess, if we ever get to it. But here's the point. Just think about that. You have to have a permit to shoot a deer.
On your own property.
Did that deer come from the state or did that come from God?
Mm-hmm. And did that property come from the state or did that come from God?
Wow.
But again, where
it's like I heard Ray Comfort the other day say to a guy that said he didn't believe in God. He talked about the Big Bang Theory. He said, so you came from matter. He goes, where'd that come from? A universe. He said, well, where did the universe come from?
Well, we don't know.
No. He kept going backwards. And then guess what? Ray pinned him in the corner and said, so where did that come from? What was he supposed to say?
Mm-hmm.
God.
Yep.
Hello. The originator of all things. Amen. Here's John Lott. During waves of terror attacks, Israel's national police chief will call on all concealed handgun permit holders to make sure they carry firearms at all times. And Israelis have many examples where concealed permit holders have saved their lives. I was in Israel back in the 90s during the Hussein threat. It was weird. You get off the airplane, the first thing it talks about right when you get off the airplane, they have a big plaque about how I think it was like 98 people were killed in that airport. So when you walk outside the airport, everybody in that country is armed that has gone through the military.
Yeah.
We went to the Dead Sea. It was really weird because you look over on the picnic tables. They all had their weapons on the picnic tables. Like, whoa, this is what. But when you understand why they have them, then you see the common sense that is, oh, how do I say this? That is in these people.
Yeah.
And where I really found out why they have armed guns is because I went to the Holocaust Center in Israel. And before you were part of the military, at least back then it was, they would have military and the individuals that would serve in the military, which is mandatory over in Israel, right? They would walk through the Holocaust Center. They would sign a piece of paper swearing an oath with their life that this would never, ever happen again to the Jewish people. Speaking of the Holocaust. And when you'd see them do it, they'd walk through and they'd have tears running down their face because these were their ancestors that Hitler murdered in the guise of gun control. Every dictator.
Yep.
Folks, when you have an administration talking about gun control, you're already dealing with a dictator. You're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're the obstacle.
Exactly.
You already know that. There's no getting around it. This is why people, I like smart people in America, and there's a lot of them. I just wish they'd act more.
Yeah, that's right.
And not allow local governments to do what they do in violation of who we are as a people. And isn't it interesting when you think about that correlation? What gave us the freedoms that we have? Folks, you have hundreds of thousands of men laying in fields all over this country that sacrificed their all fighting for and against ideology that you're tolerating today. They fought to give you the right to bear arms. Who are they fighting against? Tyrants. And now you're going to believe this double talk that we have to get rid of, or we need to get rid of the AK-47s? You first, UN. Use some common sense, people. Here, let me give you the line of it real quick, and then I'll give it back to you, Jake. In 1911, Turkey established gun control. From 1915 to 1917, 1.5 million Armenians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Gun control, friends? In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. From 1929 to 1953, about 20 million dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Stalin said they relinquished their guns. They gave them away. They gave them to the government. They trusted the government. Germany established gun control. Here, let me put this into perspective. Government works for you, America. You don't work for them. You better put that into perspective quickly. According to law. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews and other dissidents, gypsies, and others were unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Keep in mind, folks, these dictators also killed millions within their own countries first, their political opposition. Then they killed outwardly, and these are the numbers that I'm giving you, outwardly. China established gun control in 1935, and for those that didn't know, the UN blueprint is China's version of government. If you want to see what they're trying to implement in America, look to China. We also found out that China and Russia helped Obama's reelection. We go back to Clinton's administration. Remember ChinaGate, friends? You have to connect the dots, friends, to know what you're up against. China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Let me say this, too. There's nothing to debate. They only want to get you into a debate.
Yep. Because then you've taken the first step towards disarming yourself.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about. When government officials begin to talk in such a fashion, he's already put the flag up for you.
That's right.
I go on. Guatemala established gun control in 1964. From 1964 to 1981, 100,000 Maine Indians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Are you listening to me, Bill Mayer? Are you listening to me, analyst from MSNBC? Every one of you communists over there. You're outdoing yourselves. You're undoing yourselves. Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Gun control, friends? Cambodia established gun control in 1956. From 1975 to 1977, 1 million educated people unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Defenseless people rounded up and exterminated in the 20th century because of gun control. 56 million people. Friends, a man with a gun is a citizen. A man without a gun is a subject.
Oh, baby!
Well, due to the fact that we just tore up that doctrine today, spoiled principalities and powers through lies. No kingdom can be secured otherwise than by arming the people. The possession of arms is the distinction between a free man and a slave. Friends, you have rights, not privileges. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You'd like to be my friend, Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. And check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you Monday.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.